Big busts and police crackdowns on dealers are cornerstones of America's war on drugs. A lot of politicians are calling for even tougher drug enforcement. But a major new study finds those tactics may actually be making the fentanyl overdose crisis worse. It shows overdoses and drug deaths spiked after police raids. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann reports.
Since the 1970s, America's effort to stop drug trafficking often looked and sounded like this.
This week, federal prosecutors dismantled a major drug trafficking ring in Indianapolis.
Police in Indiana seized drugs and guns last year. It turns out researchers, including Jennifer Carroll, were studying the effects of drug raids like that one in the Indianapolis area as those arrests happened. And they found something troubling. Carroll says drug overdoses and deaths actually rose sharply after police raids.
With opioids, we saw overdoses double in the area immediately surrounding a seizure, so within maybe a 5-minute walk of that seizure, over the next several weeks.
That may sound backwards. If you take drugs off the street, how do more people wind up dying from overdoses? Carroll says when drug dealers are arrested, it creates chaos. People with addiction wind up buying fentanyl or methamphetamines from strangers selling drugs of different potency, often with different, more dangerous ingredients. Brandon Del Pozo, a former police chief, is one of this new study's co-authors. He says the evidence is now clear. The drug bust strategy puts lives at risk without actually cleaning up neighborhoods.
There's a long history of big drug arrests followed by press conferences that say this time will be different. This time will make a difference. And except in the very short term, where it leads to more overdose, it hasn't made a difference.
This study, published in the American Journal of Public Health, lands at a time of growing tension between those who want more arrests and tougher punishments for drug dealers and those who say a public health approach will save more lives. Bo Kilmer heads the RAND Drug Policy Research Center. He thinks police should still play a major role cleaning up neighborhoods where drug dealing is rampant.
If you could just reduce the number of dealers on the street and allow the residents to get their neighborhood back, that could be a real benefit.
But Kilmer says this study shows that before drug busts and seizures happen, police have to do more planning to prevent deadly overdoses.
They're going to want to make sure that they talk to folks at the Department of Health and really have a thoughtful plan about making sure that treatment is available.
NPR asked the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and Indianapolis Police for an interview about this research to find out how these findings might shape their tactics. The DEA didn't respond. Indianapolis Police sent a brief statement saying they are committed to taking drugs off the streets. Just days after the study was published, cops across Indianapolis mounted another major drug sweep, seizing roughly 200 pounds of fentanyl and methamphetamines.
I think what you see here today sends a message to our community. We are unyielding.
At a press conference, Indianapolis Deputy Police Chief Kendale Adams didn't mention the overdose study or its warnings, but he said police are partnering with public health agencies.
And going back to some of these neighborhoods to see what they can do in terms of trying to change people's lives, change people's mindsets so that they can get out of the game.
Brittany Garrett was a cop for 15 years and works now with a group trying to reform police drug fighting tactics. She thinks big drug raids like this one are likely to accelerate, driven by growing public fear of fentanyl.
I don't see the enforcement side of it slowing down at all.
But Garrett says her organization, the Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative, is working to educate cops about this new study, hoping to convince departments they have to do more to prevent fatal overdoses after dealers are rounded up.
We don't have a choice, is the way I look at it. By not having law enforcement, public health, behavioral health, harm reduction, all working together, we're going to end up with more people being harmed.
Public health experts say with drug deaths at record levels, nearly 110,000 fatal overdoses last year, it's more important than ever that police evolve their tactics to help people with addiction survive. Brian Mann, NPR News.